This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
Today's question comes from Daisy in Tennessee. I work full-time and also have a side business that I've worked hard to build. It's grown to the point where it's becoming hard to manage my time, and I've not done a good job of serving my customers, which really bothers me. I've been praying about working on my business full-time and leaving my current job. How do I overcome the fear of leaving a great job and benefits? So I love this question because it's really common, and anyone listening right now that has a side business, maybe you have a side hustle, maybe you started it just to work on your debt snowball faster. And as you're doing it, you're thinking, wow, I really love this. It gives me joy. I'm passionate about it. What if I did this full time? What if I could quit my full time job? Well, the thing that we tell people all the time is we don't want you to walk out on your steady paycheck tomorrow. I don't want you to have this Jerry Maguire moment where you grab the goldfish and say, who's with me? That's fun in the movies and not fun in real life.
That's right.
Nothing will make your dream a burden like having the money being the driving force where the money's not there. So here's what I want you to do for Daisy or anyone. Daisy, one of the things that you said in your question is that you've grown it to the point where you're spending a lot of time on it, but you didn't mention how much money you're making in it. And I'm not as interested how much time you spend on it as I am how much money you're making, as long as that time converts to dollars you're bringing in. And so what we tell people to do is you need to build up your side business so much from a financial standpoint, the revenue, the personal income standpoint, that it can support you. Now, let's say, for example, that Daisy is working a full-time job and she makes $60,000 a year, and her side business, she's built it up to $30,000. Well, it's not the equivalent of her full-time job, but if she can make some cuts in her budget and her expenses and live on $30,000, then Daisy, you can quit tomorrow. Because the money is there to support you. And the more that you work on your business, the more you could get that personal income up even to be $60,000 or more. But the money has to be there. So the way that the analogy Dave Ramsey uses is you want to pull the boat close enough to the dock that when you step in the boat, you don't fall in the water. And so the idea is like, how do I make the leap? How do I make the leap to full time? I don't want you to make a leap. I want you to make a step. When you take steps, you don't fall as much. It doesn't hurt as much. And so build up that business enough, Daisy, where that income from the business, you can live on it. And then when the money is there, then yeah, you'll still feel a little scared because it's new and different, but you at least have proof. Hey, I have the income to support me. I'm going to be okay. And, you know, Rachel, we get calls like this on the Ramsey Show. I've noticed there's a pattern where sometimes people call in and they're like, I'm scared to pay off my last debt, even though I have all the money in savings, or I'm scared to spend this money on this car, even though I have the money.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's an irrational fear just because it feels risky or new or different. The numbers don't lie. If the numbers are there from a savings account standpoint, from in your case, Daisy, from your business standpoint, you know that even though it's scary because it's different, the money is there to support you. And that's why we teach what we teach, so that the money can support you.
Yeah, the numbers don't have feelings.
Yeah, they don't.
They show you and tell you. And sometimes we let that fear and those emotions get in the way.
Yeah. So, and if the money's not there, you're not ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Build the money up.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.